The International Energy Agency's July report landed this morning, and the headline number is striking. Global oil demand is projected to fall by 1 million barrels per day in 2026, the first annual decline since 2020. But unlike 2020, when demand collapsed because people stopped moving, this contraction is being driven by conflict. The closure or near closure of the Strait of Hormuz has wreaked havoc on supply chains, pushed prices high enough to destroy demand, and is now accelerating energy transition plans that were moving much more slowly before the shooting started.
To put the strait in context for anyone coming to this fresh, roughly 20 to 21 million barrels of oil pass through that narrow channel every single day, which is about a fifth of the world's traded oil. When Iran makes credible threats to close it, or actually disrupts traffic through mines, naval harassment, or drone strikes, the market reacts immediately. The IEA's numbers show the contraction was steepest in the second quarter, with demand down 4.8 million barrels per day year over year, easing somewhat to 1.7 million in the third quarter as alternative routing gets established.
And there's a new intelligence assessment out today that I think deserves more attention than it's getting. The assessment concludes that Iran is genuinely willing to risk a broader war with the United States over the strait. That's not posturing language. That's an analytical finding. Former Defense Secretary Mark Esper added his own warning this week, saying Tehran is trying to extract maximum diplomatic and economic gains before the November midterms, betting that domestic political pressure will limit Washington's appetite for escalation.
Esper's midterm calculation is worth taking seriously. The logic is that any administration heading into an election faces real constraints on how much military action it can sustain, especially if energy prices are punishing American consumers. Iran's leadership has been watching American domestic politics for 40-plus years. They understand the rhythm of the electoral calendar better than many people give them credit for.
German Chancellor Merz told Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu this week that a U.S.-Iran deal is still the best chance to stabilize the region, even as strikes intensify. And Fox News' Brian Kilmeade renewed his call to remove Vice President Vance from the Iran negotiations, which tells you there are real divisions, not just across party lines, but within the Republican ecosystem, about how to handle this.
The energy shock is producing some interesting secondary effects. Analysts are now seriously debating whether the conflict will lastingly accelerate the energy transition. Saudi Arabia and Israel are both reportedly proposing pipeline alternatives to route around the strait. That's a combination that would have seemed unlikely even 2 years ago. There's something almost grimly ironic about a war that disrupts oil markets, potentially doing more for the renewable energy build-out than a decade of climate summits managed.
On the Iranian side of the nuclear question, and this connects to the Ukraine segment we'll get to shortly, Zelensky said publicly this week that China privately warned Russia against nuclear use. That's relevant here because the same Chinese diplomatic pressure that restrains Moscow might also be shaping Tehran's calculations. Beijing has significant economic leverage over Iran, and if China is signaling that it won't absorb the consequences of a nuclear escalation, that's a constraint on Iranian decision-making that doesn't always get factored into Western analysis.
One more piece on the energy transition angle. The Iran war's energy shock is genuinely accelerating renewables investment timelines in Europe and Asia in ways that market mechanisms alone weren't achieving. When oil is expensive and supply is unreliable, the business case for building solar and wind becomes self-evident without any policy subsidy required. Whether that acceleration persists after the conflict stabilizes is the real question.